more in myself. And when I started to see it in myself and be more aware of it in myself, I was just bringing it up to the light of day and seeing it just with awareness. And so it wasn't unconscious anymore. It wasn't something that was just taking me over. And what used to be something that was happening to me in the darkness, in unawareness, which was causing more and more self-criticism, became something that I could see and laugh at, almost. It became funny after a while to watch how I was creating it. And when the voices start, the mind starts to do what it does, what it had done my entire life, I just see it, and the more my awareness has been on it, the more it can't do anything. And so being willing to see what was happening and to be really honest with myself.
So what's it like to live without suffering?
It's light, it's enjoyable, and I just see that there was just unneeded burden that was I was carrying around, that I'm more able to be less, to be no one and not have to do as much, just relax. It's relaxing.
So you recommend it?
I didn't mean to talk so much, but it, yes. I do.
If we could bottle it, you'd give it to your friends. You don't see any drawbacks to it, so far.
I see absolutely. No, it's easier to not suffer. It's a lot easier.
And I know you gave a complete answer, but how did this happen? From the perspective of the real how? Not, I talked to you and that happened and that happened and I saw this and then my awareness went on that and this came up to the light of day, but just what's your real explanation of how this is possible? How could it be that suffering isn't there for you anymore? How's that possible?
Suffering has been, letting go of not suffering anymore has been possible by letting go, by Hmm. letting go of suffering.